Good morning and welcome to today's Talk of the Town program, a daily feature that airs Monday through Friday mornings at 8:30 right here on Kiowa FM 105.3. I'm Tom Trouber, and each day we'll talk to one of our friends and neighbors from the Kiowa listening area to find out what's going on here in our corner of the world. Talk of the Town is brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Sheldon and Boyden Real Community Bank, by Northwest Iowa Community College, where your success is our story, by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon, State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. By Sanford Sheldon, Train Station in Alton and Train Station 2 in Sheldon, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by Maintainer Corporation in Sheldon. Our guest this morning is Sheldon Public Works Director Todd Ewell, and we will talk with him right after this.
Corner Discount in Sheldon, located at the corner of 9th Street and Old 60, offers retail merchandise over stock pallets from Sam's Club, Target, Amazon, food and drink distributors throughout the store. Store hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. These items are from 30 to 70% off retail in-store prices. So you can stop, shop, and save at Corner Discount in Sheldon.
When you need care, you want to know it's close to where you live, work, and play. That's why at Sanford Health, we're committed to providing you with the care you need right where you call home. We offer a full range of services in Sheldon, and it's always easy to make an appointment with walk-in care and extended hours that fit your schedule. We're open until 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. on Fridays, and from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. Find a provider at sanfordhealth.org.
Nicholas Keene and his dedicated staff at State Farm Insurance in Sheldon are prepared to protect you, your family, and your property with life, health, auto, home, and business casualty coverage that fits and affordable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Visit Nick and staff at 101 North Runger in Crossroads Edition in Sheldon.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town. In the studio with me this morning, Todd Ewell from the City of Sheldon. He's a Public Works Director. Good morning. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Yeah, you bet, Tom. Thanks for having me.
We're going to talk about a few subjects. The first one I was reminded of again yesterday. And as we know, the city has taken out a bunch of trees from the city parks because of disease. And we want to remind people that trees on the city right-of-way, new plantings are not allowed at this point in time.
Yeah, that's correct. The council enacted a five-year moratorium on replants. And then we'll have to revisit that when it gets closer. You know, it just gives us a chance to get rid of the diseased ash trees that need to go. We are trying to take down some of the other dangerous wood and allows us to do that without worrying about new plantings, and then it also gives us an opportunity to develop a plan of making sure when we put trees back that we diversify. You know, the fact that we had 672 ash trees in our parks and right-of-ways, all of similar age, kind of tells me that we didn't do a very good job of diversifying last time when we replanted. So we just want to make sure we take the time to do it right this time.
Absolutely. Okay, now on to another subject. It is the time of the year when you basically test the sewer system for leaks, and you do that how?
Yeah, so we're going to do a little smoke testing next week. It's something we've been working on over here the last few years, and you basically take a map of your system and you break it down into operational sections. Then we take a fan and we force a smoke bomb, is what it is. It's a non-toxic smoke bomb, and we push that smoke down into the sanitary sewer system, and then it lets us know where the weak spots are. So if you've got a break in the line, you could have smoke come out on under the ground. It could come out in somebody's yard. We've seen it come out of the street. If you have a house hooked up, it could come into your house. If you have an illegal connection in the house, it could come out of your sump hole or something like that. If your traps are dry, it could come up through your drain traps and into your home. Now, that's not an illegal connection so much, but it's still something of great importance.
But it freaks the homeowner out, if nothing else.
Well, it certainly does freak them out. Unfortunately, every time we do this, we get one or two 911 calls, that the fire department then needs to respond to. But It also lets them know that, hey, you know, if you have a dry trap, you have the opportunity for sewer gas to be coming back into your home. So,
right.
It protects the homeowner too. So, our main goal of it is to reduce INI, to reduce infiltration of outside water into our sanitary sewer systems.
Absolutely. Okay. Now, when are you doing the smoke testing?
Yeah. To be honest, we're going to do it next week. We haven't picked the day yet.
Okay.
Most likely starting on Wednesday. When we know a day for sure, we'll put it out there. But for now, we're just telling the public. We released a map earlier this week that if you're within the red polygon, just be prepared for it next week sometime.
And probably not a bad idea to... what's my train of thought derailed? Probably not a bad idea to make sure that the traps are not dry in your home.
That's something that people should do on a regular basis anyway, whether we're smoke testing or not. So, yeah, if nothing else, just a good reminder for them. That's something they should do every few months.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about preparations for the season that really none of us are looking forward to. We'll do that after we do this.
Make a quick stop by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop on Sheldon's East Side in the Crossroads Edition. You will experience a shop with hard-to-find liquor, wines, plus incredible items to naturally reduce pain and anxiety. Starting in September, the first Thursday of the month is wine tasting from your favorite local wineries, and the first Friday of the month will be bourbon and vodka samplings. And as always, they offer price match on all products also. Stop in and enjoy. Enjoy the experience at Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop. The train station 2 has arrived in Sheldon, docked and happy to serve with fine daily specials. Enjoy some incredible foods and some delicious appetizers any day of the week. 3 p.m. to close and 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Sundays. Enjoyable, wonderful food creations off a generous menu and amazing atmosphere. Board the train at the Train Station 2 in Sheldon.
We are back on Talk of the Town with Sheldon Public Works Director Todd Ewell, and we're just into fall. We're back to school. We hate to think of the winter season, but it's approaching, and I'm quite sure you guys are already preparing and getting your ducks in a row for that.
Yeah, it's winter comes once a year, whether we like it or not. So, yeah, we've got a process we got to go through. We'll make sure all the trucks and other snow removal equipment are in good shape and ready to go for the year. Get the plows ready. We always got to make sure we got plenty of sand and salt on hand. You can get that during the winter, but we've also ran into years where there's been shortages, so the earlier you can get that stuff ordered non-stock, usually the better off you are.
Just in an average winter, about how much salt and sand does the city of Sheldon go through?
Boy, that's a loaded question. I don't know if I have an average number off the top of my head, Tom. It's every year varies so much.
But it's multiple tons.
Oh, yes. It's hundreds of tons.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of salt and sand. How many miles of streets are there in the city that you guys are responsible for?
I should have known you were going to
Didn't
ask
know there that. Was going to be a test.
I didn't know there was going to be a test. So I hate to say this. I have mileage of streets and water lines and sewer lines. I have all that in my office.
Of course.
But I don't have it with me.
Ballpark.
I think there's around 40 miles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a lot of streets to clean.
It is. Yeah, it is. And we're fortunate. We have a good team, and we have, everybody pretty well chips in when it comes to snow removal time. So we're able to get out there and get it done, we feel, reasonably quick.
Well, and you, the timetable that you use is one that inconveniences people the least amount possible.
Yeah, we prefer to plow snow in the middle of the night. Not that we love getting up at midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning to go to work. But going at that time, most people are sleeping. And then by the time they start their days, we've at least got the majority, started. The streets are at least passable and open at that point. It's also a little safer for us, less traffic, less chance for accidents. We do plow in the day when we have to. We don't love that though.
Well, yeah.
it's a much higher stress situation during the day when other people are out moving.
That complicates the matter tremendously.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And now, of course, Sheldon has no parking ordinances throughout the wintertime. I'm sure occasionally you come across cars that are on the street when you're trying to plow. What happens then? Do you just plow them in? Or?
Well, yeah, I mean, we plow around them.
Yeah.
Because that's all we can do. And then, you know, the PD is really good about checking, and they always give some warnings early on when the ordinance comes into effect. And then, yeah, they start to ticket. And if something's bad enough in our way, we have unfortunately had people towed.
Yeah.
We don't like to do that. That's obviously not any fun for us or them.
Right.
But it's a problem. Cars on the street during plowing operations are a problem. I'm thankful that our ordinance is, just nobody on the roads. And I know that's an inconvenience at times for people, but it's better in the end. It gives a better street product, and it makes it much safer for our team.
Well, and even for the people who might otherwise be parked there, you don't have to spend an hour digging out your car because it got blocked in when the plow went past.
Yeah, because there's no doubt about it. If we have to go around it, there'll be a windrow next to it. The snow goes from one side of the blade to the other. It's just the way it is.
And depending upon the amount of snowfall, there'll be a windrow next to it, maybe on top of it, even. It may be buried.
Yeah, hopefully we don't have one of those winters. Well, but it is certainly possible.
We're hoping that we don't. I would like to see you guys not have to go out but about three times all winter.
I'm okay with that as well.
I thought you might be. So what else is going on in public works in the city of Sheldon?
Yeah, so right now we have a reconstruction project going on Oak Street by the hospital. So that project is coming along pretty decently. Maybe next week or the week after we'll see some pavement go back down.
Knock on wood.
Yeah. So we're excited about that.
And of course that'll depend largely on weather too.
It will. Yeah. They're hoping to get some the modified sub base and tile in this week. There's some potential rain coming this weekend, I think. So they're trying to get that stuff done prior to that. If they get that in, I think there's a good chance we could see some concrete next week. So
fantastic. What else?
Yeah. So we are, working towards the next big reconstruction, which is going to be Western Avenue. Be 1 mile there from Highway 18 down to 16th Street. So that'll be a 2025 project.
It's needed some attention.
Yeah, it's needed it for a long time. We finally got the financing lined up to do it. That's a big project. It's probably going to be $4.5-5 million project. So that's certainly one we don't take lightly. And, that's going to affect a lot of homes and businesses over there.
So just out of curiosity, how do you get to your trucks when they're doing Western Avenue?
Yeah, we'll be setting up some temporary accesses. So for us, we'll probably build a temporary road off of the street that goes into the concrete plant there and storage units. And, because we got to get the armory out too.
Uh-huh.
We certainly have
got to get to our transmitter.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So we've got to worry about all of that. And we'll also phase the project to some degree. To reduce the time that people are inconvenienced.
A project of that size for a mile-long project, especially inside the city, you pretty much have to phase it, I would think.
We will, yeah. Yeah, especially when you've got, you've got Rome and RMT and AGP and ID Excavating and Bohr & Sons, and, all those folks, a lot of traffic goes up and down that section of road, and then there's also a number of residences there. They're going to be highly inconvenienced as well. But hopefully, the end product is worth a little pain in between.
Absolutely. It always is. There's always a little pain, but it's always worth the pain when you get to the end.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the hope. So, we bid a couple of projects here recently that we didn't get favorable bids on. So we'll be bringing those back sometime this winter. We'll likely do another section of smoke testing yet this fall.
Okay.
We get this first one done and if the weather looks like it's going to hold, then we'll put notice out for the next section.
And all you got to do is listen to Kyle and we will be telling you about that when it happens.
Yeah. We appreciate you guys helping us share the word there. The better we can get people notified, the better for everybody.
Well, and we appreciate you guys as well. So, yeah. So all kinds of stuff going on. Never a dull moment in your job.
No, there's always things going on. There's always something to do. You know, the guys are wrapping up cleanup week right now, and that's not something that's maybe that people think about as being a highly public works activity, but it's something that we certainly need to do. And yeah, we had 330 some stops this time around. So
I know there was a bunch of I was going to say crap, but a bunch of junk piled out on curbs, and at our house included. Oh. Of course, there was less piled there by the time the city crew got there than there was when we took it out.
Yeah, scavengers always get their share, and honestly, that doesn't break our heart any, right?
Oh, I'm sure.
Less we have to pick up. You just hope that it's, doesn't end up back on another curb somewhere.
Well, anything's possible, but, yeah.
You'll get a kick out of this. I was at a conference this week and having a conversation with some people from other cities, and I was told that in another community they had their cleanup week not so long ago, and somebody had set a TV out that was non-functional to be picked up, and it got picked up before the city crews got there.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently the person that picked it up took it home, plugged it in, figured out it didn't work, so they were nice enough to bring it back to the person after the cleanup work was over. So,
that's funny.
Don't be that person.
No, don't be that person. I know on ours there was a bunch of stuff that had been in our basement, and the guys that cleaned up the basement took it all and put it in the garage, and so I was like, okay, let's go through it, and because my wife was panicking about having it out on the curb for the flood cleanup.
Sure.
And I said, if we get it out there, great. If we don't, citywide cleanup's coming up in September. It's not that big a deal. Yeah. It's not like you have to park your car outside in the wintertime.
Right.
So, yeah, all kinds of stuff going on in the city of Sheldon. Todd Yule, thank you for joining me this morning. I hope that I made it relatively painless.
Yeah, you did. I appreciate that.
Todd Yule, Sheldon Public Works Director, on the Talk of the Town this morning on Kiowa FM.
Citizens Day Bank of Sheldon and Boyden is proud to offer their free mobile banking app, CSB for You. Visit the App Store on your iPhone or Android and download the free CSB for You mobile app today. You can even nickname your accounts in order to make it easier for you to keep them all straight. Citizens Day Bank's convenient mobile app, now including mobile deposit and bill pay. CSB for You is offered by Citizens Day Bank of Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank and member FDIC.
No debt or low debt after graduation? Sound good? Enroll at Northwest Iowa Community College. Average tuition cost at NCC is about $6,000 versus $30,000 a year at a private college or university. You do the math. It's kind of a no-brainer. And NCC offers $250,000 in scholarship money every year. Don't forget about the Future Ready Iowa program and the opportunity for free college tuition. Yes, I said free. Online or on campus. At NCC, your success is our story.
Maintainer Corporation, where you are more than just an employee. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? The Maintainer team does more than just craft premium service trucks. They build careers. Would you like to work in a state-of-the-art facility with the latest equipment? Maintainer is for you. They will train you and are in the process of remodeling and building the best training facility to help you proceed in your career. Benefits are the best in the area. You get competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision insurance, a free cell phone, and that's just a start. For a complete description, go to maintainer.com and apply today.
There we have the Talk of the Town program for this morning. Talk of the Town brought to you Monday through Friday by Corner Discount in Sheldon, Train Station in Alton and Train Station 2 in Sheldon, Citizen State Banks of Sheldon and Boyden, Sanford Sheldon, State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene, Northwest Iowa Community College, Maintainer Corporation, and by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon. Join us every Monday through Friday morning at this time for Talk of the Town here on Classic Hits Kiowa FM 105.3.